Do not attempt to adjust your programming. You are now listening to B-Movies and Beyond.
Evan, get off your phone.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Just kidding.
Good luck podcasting.
It is rude to be on your phone during this time.
Yeah, it's so unprofessional, Evan.
Right. I'm sorry. I learned from the host with the most, Peter Johansson.
Yeah, I got my earbuds in, so I am on the phone. Welcome in, everyone, to the show, B-Movies and Beyond. That's who we are. We do movie stuff, among other things. You know, we got personal lives as well. Ryan, do we have special names this week?
Nope, that's a nope.
So the answer is no, but I could come up with something real quick.
Well, let me just quickly just say, welcome, Ryan, welcome, Evan, and I'm Peter. We're going to host this shit for everyone. Sometimes we have nicknames when Ryan thinks of them.
We have nicknames, and you know what? Like, when did this just become my duty? Like, that was
your duty. I said I stopped doing it.
That was your duty for the longest time.
Back in the day when I would create nicknames for each person.
I'm gonna call you Francis Ford Coppola.
Okay.
And then, wait. Oh, those are directors. Shit. I'm gonna call you Smokey. And then, and then Evan, I'm gonna call you Rick Santoro. And then,
sweet, I'll take it.
Yeah, and then me, I'm gonna be Dr. Fu Manchu.
Why do you get a doctorate?
Dude, I was watching who the hell is SB?
What? It's me, you dumb fuck.
That's, yeah.
Oh. Well, I get a doctorate because I watched Doctor Strange yesterday, and I watched the villain call him Mr. Doctor the whole time, and that was hilarious.
Is this like Master Sifu? Master?
Or we could be, I could be Johnny Blaze, and Peter can be Randall Memphis Reigns, and Evan.
I just want to be Big Daddy. I'm sorry.
I'll give you Big Daddy. You're Big Daddy. All right, Big Daddy.
What's his name in Kick-Ass?
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Well, doesn't he go by something else? He has like his civilian
Frank?
Name.
I don't know.
Is it
Damon? Frank? Damon?
I have no idea.
Oh man, that's a good one. Well, listeners, if you haven't figured out, we're doing Nicolas Cage. Those are
all
Nicolas
month,
Cage
all month, all month.
Yes. Is it his birthday on the 6th?
Actually, no, my birthday is the 6th.
Oh, okay.
And then Norman Reedus. We should do Norman Reedus movies.
Oh, too late, we're doing Nicolas Cage.
Dude, I watched a movie with Norman Reedus the other day, and he had short hair, and he looked like a little dweeb. And I was like, who's this dweeb? And I was like, oh, that's my buddy. And it was...
Nice.
Oh my god, he's in a movie with Nick Cage?
What?
Yeah, he's in 8mm.
Oh shit.
Dude, do you
know? I don't think I've ever seen that, to be honest.
That's my next movie. That's what I'm gonna
watch. I need to watch that.
It's okay.
I was watching Deuces Wild. That's the one.
Oh man.
Nice.
Is 8mm, is that like a horror or is that just like a thriller?
It's a horror movie with whores.
And then...
No, it's like a mystery thriller thingy.
Hey, how come I don't see me? Like, can you see me?
I see you.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay.
Get off the phone. Rude.
No.
Well, happy early birthday.
There we go.
Ryan. I'm gonna have a Reese's Pieces in your honor.
I'm gonna have a seltzer in your honor as well.
Nice.
Hey, did everybody have a good New Year?
Yeah, I spent it with you, so it was good.
It was okay. I like that. Sorry for your Calvin Klein shirt.
Oh, man. Have you missed out? Oh.
He texted me today and was like, who was getting a little rambunctious? So I was like, well, who else do you think? Peter.
I started unbuttoning my shirt to... Why was I unbuttoning my shirt?
Because you're getting rambunctious.
I guess. And it wasn't fast enough for Ryan, so Ryan ripped it open and all the buttons went everywhere. Oh, man. And
I quickly unbuttoned my shirt so nobody can ruin my shirt.
Smart.
I was like, oh, shit.
I think I tried I rebuttoned the stuff that I already had buttoned just... I don't know, I cover up, and then Ryan open ripped that one open again.
Are you sure it was me?
Yep, everybody's sure it's you.
No.
Yeah, I wasn't even there, and I'm sure it's you.
No. No, no.
You admitted it.
You know who
it
was?
Messages.
You know who it was?
Who? Brian?
Brian. It was Brian.
And he's damn it, Brian.
He's a dick.
Yeah, he is a dick.
Yeah.
I started having these Reese's pieces or these Reese's miniatures and I can't stop. They're not good, guys.
You should be able to. They're not Pringles.
Oh. I can't stop with Pringles either.
That's true. That's why they make it so your hand gets stuck after a while.
Wait, so when's Nicolas Cage's birthday?
The day after, it doesn't matter. Or the day, it doesn't matter because it's the day after mine.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so, like, that anything else, that's, yeah. So, like, Norman Reedus, he's okay because he shares the same birthday as me.
Yeah, that's cool. Very cool. Yeah. But we're not doing him. We're celebrating Nicolas Cage.
Do we do this every year? Like,
We talk about him quite a bit.
He's does Nicolas one of our favorites. Have enough content for us to fulfill an entire month every single year?
I think we did half a month, right? Last year or 2 years ago?
Concerning how many movies we've watched of Nicolas Cage, it's slimming down.
That's true. Well, no. Is it really, Evan?
That
guy releases like multiple movies like every single year.
But do you really want to watch The Knowing?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
What about Wicker Man? We've already done that.
Yeah, we did that one. We don't need to do that one. But did I talk about Next? Next, you know, Next at first I was like, this isn't a very good movie. And then I rewatched it. I was like, it's not bad. He has like so many, like these new ones. Primal, where he's fighting animals on a ship. I want to see that.
I just think you really missed movies, buddy. You need to get out more.
Well, it is sad that I can't. Oh, wait. I guess maybe I can go to the movies now. Colorado's like, are we like orange now? Does that mean movie theaters are open?
Doubtful.
Damn it.
I know. It's rough.
Yeah. I watched Jiu-Jitsu.
Ooh, yeah, spoiler.
Good job.
Thank you. I was just thinking about Nicolas Cage movies. So but real quick before we get into our movies, I was thinking, like, we should have done this last episode, to be honest, because it was for New Year's, but we didn't talk about like what was like our favorite movie for like 2020. And I know there's not like a wide selection, so I'm opening it up to like anything new that you have seen, like as long as you haven't seen it before, I want to know if it was the best movie you saw. And Ryan, I put in their notes that you cannot talk about Sonic.
Wait, save that.
That's cold.
Oh, okay. Best movie of 2020 that's not Sonic.
Yeah, because we know that one's your favorite.
I am going to go with Soul.
Oh, is it good? I haven't seen that.
If I don't review Con Air, Nicolas Cage movie, then I'll review Soul.
Oh, we're doing Nicolas Cage, but is it good?
Dude, it's
I mean, super, you picked it your favorite.
It's super good. It's so good that you left the room.
I know. You know what's great about doing this on an iPad? I just remember, like, I hear this scratching. I was like, what's going on? I forgot I left my dog outside.
Guys, so, we're going mobile.
I can just take you with me.
You could take us.
Get the dog. With you.
Yeah.
Please don't go to the bathroom. I mean, your office.
That's where I do all my work, Evan.
I know, but still, no.
Yeah,
this is supposed to be child friendly.
I mean, unless I drop it, you won't see anything.
To be honest with you, I want you to go to the bathroom, record the rest of the podcast on the toilet.
My legs will fall asleep.
But think of the acoustics, though.
That's true. It might be better. It might. Isn't that like Foo Fighters did that? Didn't they record like an album like in their bathroom or something?
That'd be so cool.
Someone's done that. I thought it was like Eminem.
Maybe. I don't know. So Soul, really good. I've heard it is good and really sad, and that's why Danielle and I haven't watched it yet.
I mean, dude, it's sad if like you can't comprehend the fact that death is real and like
what? We're all gonna die someday?
Someday.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. No, it's not sad. It's good. It's a good movie.
I mean, it's on my list of things to still watch. So much better than Wonder Woman 84, huh?
Oh, 100%.
Nice. Evan, what about you? You have one?
Best movie for 2020?
Yeah. Not, it doesn't have to be released this year. Just new to you.
That's too vague.
So.
No. I'm going with The Hunt, actually.
Ooh, that's a good one.
So, nice mindless violence action film. Great fun.
Yeah.
And it was good to see that one guy lose all that weight.
What? Who lost all their weight?
Oh,
the guy from Mallrats.
Yeah.
Oh, Ethan.
He didn't lose a...
Supply?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn it. Well, that sucks.
That was a great pick. What are you talking about?
No, that does... It's great, Evan. But I was just like, I was trying to think of Ready or Not. But that came out last year. Damn it. I really liked Ready or Not.
But it's new to you.
Yeah, but I don't remember when I watched it. I don't know if I watched it this year. I think
yes,
I did
you
watch
did.
It this year.
You did, because you reviewed it.
Thank you, Evan. Thank you for keeping track of what I watch.
It's a difficult job, but someone's got to do it.
That's true. Well,
you
now
looked at your phone 7 times.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Ready or Not then, because that was one. And I think you're right. I think I did watch that, because I think I watched that after we did The Hunt, and it finally came onto like HBO or something, and we watched it, and I was blown away by that one. I really thoroughly enjoyed Ready or Not, so I'll go with that one. That was my favorite. The other one I was thinking of, though, was The Babysitter Killer Queen. That was pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah. Very true.
That was a fun time. So, nice. Well, done with that.
Hey, so to answer your real question, it's Sonic.
Not allowed. Cut this part out.
You know, those motherfuckers need to let me, like, accept the award for the Oscars for Sonic, because I've been the biggest advocate for them winning. And I need to go up on stage with my B-Movies and Beyond shirt, holding the Oscar, saying, I believed in you. I fucking believed in you. And I knew it was going to happen.
Yes, you should be that person.
And I'm ready for the sequel. Come on, The Rock. Let's go.
Yeah.
I really want that gigantic hook to pull you off stage. Or a security guard to tackle you. Either would be good. Or you make a speech too long.
Yeah.
I think that would be the best.
Yeah, let's do a B Movies and Beyond trip to the Oscars, huh? And let's get in there.
We're media, damn it. We're media.
That's right. We'll sneak our way in there. We'll get Ryan up on stage.
I'm always good on stage. Don't worry about it. I was. Remember? You remember your wedding? I got Evan up on stage.
Man, yeah, you didn't have anything to say.
You didn't either.
Evan made a funny joke. Ryan just stumbled around saying, "We do a podcast."
Right? Ryan, yep. Ryan was a little dumbfounded of what happened to him just slightly earlier.
What happened earlier?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay.
It was a great wedding, just to let you know.
Nice.
That's B Movies Beyond After Hours.
All right. but that was a great speech, just saying how time travel's great and bat pods and did you say fuck me?
Probably.
You did.
I don't think that's what you're supposed to do at a wedding speech. Fuck you, groom.
Oh, dude, Ryan Klein, my buddy Ryan's wedding coming up in like a week. I have to come up with a PowerPoint presentation how he met his wife, and it's not a good one. How he met her? Dude, he even told me, he's like, meeting my wife was not the most eventful part of my day that day.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a story on that one, but that's gonna
be a fun PowerPoint.
That's B Movies Beyond After Hours.
That's great.
Yeah. Why wasn't I told about this new podcast?
It just came up. I have a little, I'm coming up with after hours for everything now. Yeah. So I hope you guys are ready to record at midnight.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Not tonight. I'm tired. That's why we're gonna race through this episode, because technical difficulties took us forever to get started. Ryan.
What about Ryan? Hey, if you guys listen to the other show, I even said it.
Ryan has too many shows, as you can clearly tell, because he keeps on creating new ones.
Exactly.
I threw a pew-pew out at the end of the show. I did, dude. I did.
Did everyone just like look at you and like, what did you just say?
I said, that's for the podcast.
Nice. For the listeners that don't know, Ryan is on a sports talk radio show. On how do they see it? They can download an app, the Mile High Sports app, right?
Yeah, it's a Denver local app. There's a website called MileHighSports.com. And I'm on like Tuesdays. It's supposed to be Thursdays, but it's been Tuesdays lately, and sometimes it's Wednesdays. And then it really just screws up the rest of the B-Movies podcast schedule. So then Peter and Evan get really frustrated with me because they want to record at 7 o'clock, but I tell them 8:30, and then we end up recording at 9:24 p.m.
Well, yeah.
What I'm doing.
It's doing pew-pewing out.
I am pew-pewing out on other forms of media, and I'm trying to get other media figures on our podcast. So we might have some cool people on our podcast soon.
I'm excited. That'd be pretty sweet. So on the show, it's called the Fan Cave. So I don't know if you mentioned that or not.
No, I didn't. But we have the Fan Cave After Hours, too.
Of course you do. You better text those guys right now and tell them, hey, we got to do another show.
Yeah. After hours. I have movies, guys, who want to talk movies and sports.
Yeah. I guess we can blitz through some. I don't know. Is there any new news?
Yeah. Support this show. You gotta You got to rate, review, tell your friends. You know, we got bmoviesbeyond.com. You got bmovies. At B Movies Beyond, you got Twitter, B Movies Beyond, Facebook, B Movies Beyond. My ex girlfriend's mom follows us.
As well as she should.
Yeah.
Everyone should. All your ex girlfriend's mom should follow us.
Yes. If you're an ex girlfriend of Ryan, then follow us.
Yeah.
And if you're the mom, you should follow us more.
And like, absolutely.
And like and subscribe and buy t-shirts.
I thought the mom's the one that didn't like you, so why is she following us?
Keep tabs on him.
She probably doesn't know.
I think she does. I think she keeps tabs on me. We'll find
out. She doesn't know technology.
We'll find out when when we get blocked in like a couple weeks.
If we lose a follower on Instagram.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna pay attention to that now. I really am.
So news
website. BMoviesBeyond.com and now news.
Yay. So sadly, one of the Bond girls passed away. Tanya Roberts.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of people remember her from That 70s Show.
What?
Yeah, is Donna Pinciotti's mom.
Midge. Oh, really?
Wow. Oh, yes. Midge. I know Midge.
Yeah, but sadly she passed away, and there was some weird kerfuffle where someone said she passed away, but she didn't pass away yet, but apparently she was not doing well.
Then she did pass. Is that the 2020 thing to do? Is basically like someone dies and then you can announce it whenever you want, like MF Doom. MF Doom passed away on Halloween and nobody said anything until December 31st.
Mm-hmm. That's how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Do we need to know when someone dies right away?
Yeah,
I mean, sometimes it's important.
Yeah, dude.
These are heroes.
But it's the family, you know. I guess it's their responsibility. They can decide when they want to, when they're ready.
Peter, if Chris Evans passed away, wouldn't she want to know that day?
I don't know, because part of me wants to, like, wait. Like, perfect example, like, when Robin Williams died, like that really bummed me out. Like, I kind of wish I didn't know for a bit, you know?
Well, oh, so you wanted it on a day, like, convenient for you?
Yeah, on, like, a Tuesday. That's good.
Wow, you're fucked up, man. On a Tuesday? That's how you want the middle of your week to go?
Yeah.
That's Tuesday's not – that's beginning of the week. You're right. I mean, I should have that the end, like, Friday. Let's do a Friday. Like, that's
no,
the best
Friday's
to fire
like,
someone.
Ooh, Friday is hurtful.
Yeah, but isn't that the best time to, like, you know, fire someone as well? Because then you're
– No, the best day is Friday.
Yeah, then you can go and, you know, binge, drink, and get rid of it. So,
technically, the best day is Saturday because you don't have to see them in person, and it's a lot easier.
You mean you got fired on your day off?
Of course.
Yeah. I feel like that would kind of ruin my day off. I'd rather get fired like maybe a couple hours. No, like midday, like on a Friday, where like I'm already ready to go home. And then
they won't do that. They're evil bastards.
Yeah
they're like, hey, bro, can you do an hour of overtime? And then they'll fire you.
Good point.
Hey, other news. Dr. Dre is in the ICU right now, but word has it that he's stable and he's doing okay. He had a brain hemorrhage or something.
Dude, that is scary. Other sad news is Marianne from Gilligan's Island died.
Oh, yes.
COVID took another victim.
Did.
How old was she? 85? 82?
Something like that.
84?
Let's see. 82. You're right the first time.
No, first time was 85.
Cute.
I didn't realize you liked older ladies.
Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are going to get a divorce.
Good for them.
Nobody cares? Okay, cool. other sad news, we have DC news.
Oh.
What is the DC news that Snyder doesn't have any plans to do any more DC movies?
That's good news.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's actually good news. So they're going to have two parallel Batman movie franchises going on at the same time.
That's too much Batman.
They're going to have Pattinson. And who do you think the other one is going to be?
I know this already.
Ben Affleck.
So the one and only.
The one and only, Evan. Who is it?
Keaton.
Michael Keaton?
They're going to do a Batman franchise with Pattinson and a Batman franchise with Keaton.
What? So what's the one with... Are they doing the Batman Beyond thing that we talked about?
They have to. They have to. And then there is a... Boss Logic is a... he makes movie posters or like fan fiction kind of stuff. Dude, he did one of a Batman Beyond with Michael Keaton and Dylan O'Brien. Dylan O'Brien. Those two were an American Assassin, right?
Yeah.
Not autistic assassin, but American Assassin. Dude, Dylan O'Brien would be the perfect Terry McGinnis.
I agree with that.
Dylan O'Brien would also be awesome in the X-Men if Marvel picks him up too.
As who?
Cyclops.
Sure.
I don't know. I was actually pretty happy with James Marsden in Cyclops, not gonna lie.
Me too.
He's a little old now. I love James Marsden because he's in Sonic and like he's the second best actor in that movie. Or the third.
Who was Sonic's voice? Do you even acknowledge it as a voice actor? Or it's are Sonic. They just Sonic?
It's Sonic. It's weird because like whenever I watch Parks and Rec, like I'm like, what is this live action Sonic doing over here?
Makes sense.
Ben Schwartz?
Yeah.
What is this live action? How come I hear the Sonic voice, but I don't see a Sonic? Is that what you always wonder?
Yeah, I'm like, where's Sonic? How come there's this weird Jewish guy with this like funky nose? Like,
So let me, Ryan, this DC news. Like, so I know you talked about like, the Batman Begins thing. That was supposed to be like, a TV series. Is that still the idea? That's gonna be like an HBO series, and then like Pattinson will have like the movie franchise.
I mean, at first I heard Affleck was going to have it, but then I guess it kind of seems like that might be the thing. I think a Batman Beyond TV series would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'm so confused by all this. I feel like maybe Snyder's just fucking with everyone because like everything I've been hearing is the fact like they're pretty much trying to make this Snyder universe. Like they're like, I heard like Ben Affleck signed on to do more Batman stuff. Same thing with Henry Cavill, more Superman. Like it's like that Snyderverse is not done. And the fact that like he's saying that he has no plans to do any other DC ones, that just seems really, you know, that doesn't seem right. Like, I mean, he's coming back to do his version of Justice League, which it's just... That's even mind-boggling to me is the fact like they're saying like, oh, there's only like 4 minutes of new footage, but 80% of the film has never been seen before. So like that guy must have shot a lot of film. And it's gonna be like a 4-part miniseries.
Well, so it's like a Tarantino movie.
Yeah, it seems like the same thing that he did with the Hateful Eight, right, on Netflix.
Regretful Seven. Or Pessimistic Six.
I like it.
So what's
our podcast? I mean, are we the we're the three of something. What's the three? What are we? Not Hateful, not
Three's
Great
a Company.
We're Three's a Company. We're B's a Company.
He's a Company.
I thought of that extemporaneously, so
nice.
Proud of you.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, and then other news. Apparently Joss Whedon walked off the set of his new show The Nevers from HBO, and a release from HBO said we have parted ways with him. So that does not sound good.
I don't think people like working with Joss Whedon.
You know, I think because with the WB thing and HBO, I think they maybe shut the door on him.
I think he's going to be the next outcast in Hollywood. And good riddance. The last good thing that he ever did was, I think, Avengers or Ultron.
Yeah. Pretty much, I think that was kind of like the As soon as he did Age of Ultron, man, it's all started going downhill from there. Like, you know what it reminds me of? He kind of reminds me like a George Lucas, where you just couldn't take like the criticism. He was like, you just don't get my work, you know?
And oh, like Ryan Johnson?
Sure, him too. For like, you know,
well, he fucked everything up, so.
So did Joss Whedon.
I'm still fine with Last Jedi. And I'm also
see, I still remember Buffy the Vampire Sailor. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So
I like Buffy the Vampire Sailor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ahoy!
That's a weird spinoff right there.
She's had a battle with sea creatures at some time, right? So
I have no idea.
I'm excited for that.
You should have said galley, not alley.
Oh, damn it. Sorry.
Oh, sailor jokes.
Yeah, I don't. I think you're right, though. I think Joss Whedon's been on his way out for a while now, and I think it just gets worse and worse for him.
You know, I hope he kind of like goes into a little hermit shell and then just writes some really great stuff and then just does, like, let's it like kind of leak out after a couple of years.
Maybe we'll see.
It's called
maybe he starts
leaf
going under like a pseudonym. He starts writing all these amazing scripts, and then like, then they, you know,
he's like, "I'm back, like, bitches."
Yeah, that, and you didn't even know. Like, that's what should Kevin Spacey should do the same thing.
Well, see, Kevin Spacey's an actor, so you see him a lot.
I know, but what if he like does like a disguise like Tom Cruise did in Tropic Thunder?
Or like Garth Brooks.
I just wanted a big bushy mustache.
Kevin Spacey needs to grow hair and then do a role, and they'd be like, what the fuck?
Maybe. Who is this magnificent actor that has a fondness for boys?
Yeah. Do you remember like last year for like New Year's, he released like this weird video, and I guess he did another one for like this year. Anyone watch that?
I think I heard about it, but I believe he was just kind of replaying his character from House of Cards.
Yeah, but
saying like, just, "Oh, I'll be back. Don't you worry."
I wonder if it's like the same thing he did like 2 years ago, but like I guess like releasing stuff like that just really makes me believe he's so out of touch with like what's going on and. Like
it's Hollywood. Issues. Everybody's out of touch with shit's going on.
Maybe. I don't know. I think there's some people that are, you know, pretty level-headed, but he does not seem like one.
Who in Hollywood is level-headed?
David Hasselhoff. Ryan.
Yes.
Oh, good call. No, he's actually an alcoholic. Sorry.
Hey, but did you know you could buy a 12-foot model of him for $1 million?
Oh, that's already sold. Didn't you hear?
It sold?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Evan bought it.
Is that what you've been saving your money for?
Hell yeah.
Oh, dude. All that time where I'm like, dude, Evan has money, but he's being very frugal with it. I now know. What are you going to do with it?
Dude, I'm just going to chill with the Hoff. That's all you can do.
Evan's going to be in his backyard just like sunbathing on the back of the Hoff.
Yeah.
Well, so, Ryan, that picture that you sent to our group, is like that really the picture of what it is?
Yeah.
I just imagine that Evan's going to be riding the Hoff around like his room. Like
Evan's going to have it in the backyard, and he's going to be on the back of it like Atreyu and Falcor, and he's going to go, yeah!
Or he puts it like in the pool, and he's just, that's his like pool floaty thing that he sits on.
Come on, Falcor!
I want to Photoshop you so badly onto the back of David Hasselhoff now, Evan.
It'd be amazing. You know you're jealous.
That'd be great. Ryan the Hoff. I think that's the title of this movie for this episode. That is so... You think he needs to do that just because he's hurting for cash?
I mean, dude, if you get an extra $1 million for doing nothing, that Nickelodeon made this thing for a SpongeBob movie where they use the back hair, yeah, I would totally take $1 million from it.
Oh, yeah.
It's called investment.
It's just so it is kind of creepy. Like, why was this even made? Did you read this article? Do we know why this was made?
Yeah,
why is that oversized? What?
Because they filmed a scene of SpongeBob and Patrick for the SpongeBob movie for them to film and animate these characters on his back while I think an animated Alec Baldwin villain fights him on the back of David Hasselhoff.
Oh, yeah, but I was just thinking about Evan riding off.
Can we skip Nick Cage month and do David Hasselhoff month? I'm sold.
Does he have enough content?
I mean, Baywatch.
Dude, Nick Fury. Yeah, Evan's been... Wait, who's been watching all the Baywatch seasons?
Me.
Is that Evan? Yeah.
Hell yeah. Evan was in the remake of Baywatch, Piranha 3DD.
Oh, yeah. He pops... Dude, there's a movie on Netflix right now that I want to watch where it's like... I think it's... You know that movie that was like Killing Gunther? They have one like Killing Hasselhoff. So,
oh yeah, dude, they have those movies all the time. There's like one where you can't kill Stephen King.
Oh, I heard about that too. Yeah, you can only just mm-hmm. run him off the road. You can hit him with your car and on the side of the road, and he's fine.
Yeah,
yeah. So, that's crazy. That's a weird thing to have. What would you do with this if you bought this thing? I mean, besides right on it, we already talked about that. But I feel like
that's
you know what this reminds me of? Like, I would
actually, I would fight Alec Baldwin on it.
There we go. Like, it reminds like something I would hang like from like my ceiling. You know, like you know how they do like get aquariums or like the museums where they always have like dinosaur bones or like a fake shark hanging from the ceiling. I would hang David Hasselhoff from my ceiling.
I would put a motor in it, and I would drive it around. I would get groceries. I would go to the store. I'd put gas in it. I'd make it a functional vehicle.
I would donate it to Waterworld.
The new ride.
That's right.
Come ride the Hoff in the wave pool. Yeah.
That's great.
And then, all you would need is licensing for that theme song, and you are golden.
Dude, why didn't Waterworld buy it?
Maybe they did. We don't know who bought it.
They were closed this year.
They didn't
get the money.
They had to get that stimmy money.
Oh, they're saving up for it. That's the grant they're signing up for. To get
the government's the like, what did you guys do with your money? And they're like, we renovated the park. And they're like, what'd you do? Nothing looks different. And there's a giant David Hasselhoff.
I mean, you think they would get some money because they got COVID testing in their parking lot?
Yeah. So
renting up that space.
Yeah, but it's all like, I don't think they're going to get that. So anyway, what are we moving on to next? Or is there more news?
I don't think so.
All right, then.
Ryan's desperately trying to find something, but I think let's get some reviews. Let's talk about Nicolas Cage, man. That's why we joined.
Okay, well then I'll go first because I didn't talk about Nicolas Cage.
What'd you watch?
I know I watched something else.
Was it because The Croods?
I did not realize it was Nicolas Cage month, and yes, I did watch The Croods recently. Actually,
why don't you review that?
Because I want to do this other one.
Yeah, but Nicolas Cage is in The Croods.
I'm just taking my movie that I was going to talk about and make it my recommendation.
Okay. Cruise is great. The end.
So wait,
watch it.
Are we going to talk about our reviews and then recommend Nick Cage movies? And then
Cage
reviews?
That's what I recommend. I just recommend Nicolas Cage.
All right. Let's let Evan talk. He's on his cell phone.
Okay.
I like this. So what I watched was the new Shudder release of Blood Vessel. And it's not like the blood vessel in your arm, but it's a ship out at sea that's filled with vampires.
Oh my god!
I heard about this.
It's like Buffy the Vampire Sailor. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. It is. She but then it's up. Like it's some weird English lady, like Anita.
Oh.
Anita Steak.
Anita the Vampire Slayer.
Did they ever make that joke, Evan?
I don't know because I don't remember her name.
Oh, okay. So that's it might not be Anita.
It might not, but it was an English broad. I remember that.
Nice. Why she gotta be abroad, huh?
Because she's English, and it was back in the day. I'm trying to get in the times, man. This was a period piece.
Oh, she had a period, too? Oh, that's why all the vampires came after her.
Oh, good. I'm proud of you for that one. You're a misogynist.
I did get a massage today.
Oh, good.
From a woman.
I'm proud of you.
Me, too. It was really good.
Nice. But no, this movie is...
She worked my glutes.
It's kind of a... What? No, never mind. I'm not even going there.
Oh, come on.
Don't care. I don't want to talk about your glutes.
B-movies beyond afterwards. My glutes are so hard today.
Now it's there's another show? B-movies and beyond afterwards?
And after hours.
Yeah, after hours and then afterwards.
No, we do the afterwards after this show and then the after hours. That's much later.
I think we should do like the after hours and then the afterwards because we really regret the after hours.
Oh, okay.
And can we have, so, can we also have B-movies beyond much later?
You know, I mean, we're going to have to start recording at 6 if we keep doing this.
Can we record?
You can't even show up at 8:30.
Can we have B-movies beyond afternoon delight?
No. You are great hosts, but no. But anyway, so Blood Vessel. The makeup and the gore and the special effects are amazing. And the lighting is a little intense, but this is actually definitely a slower film. Like, it does have some very good scares. It takes a while to kind of play out. And it does have quite a bit of dialogue. But it's just, it doesn't quite hit that mark. But I gotta say, the Strigoi, though, look amazing.
What the hell's a Strigoi?
It's a Romanian vampire. Haven't you seen The Strain?
No.
Well, it's basically the Romanian version of vampire.
Are they the ones that with the mouths that go like the Predator?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they are in The Strain. This one, they're actually much more like bat people hybrids, like man bat. Back to BC. Perfect.
They have wings?
They don't have wings, but they have very large pointy ears and the weird upturned nose.
So they're like Bat Boy.
Bat Boy? Who the hell's Bat Boy?
From the National Enquirer.
I was thinking like Jared Leto's new thing at Morbius.
I like Morbius, but yeah. Morbius is closer.
So do you recommend this?
You may have to give it a couple of tries to watch it, because I did, and I fell asleep several times. Oh, I was just so happy because I just finished a big lunch, and I'm like, ooh, I'm comfy. It's a 3-day weekend. Yeah, and then snore.
Tough. Yep. Yeah.
But
how that goes after a big lunch.
Yeah. And actually, the one amazing part about this film was everybody had a different accent, but they were actually all supposed to be from different places, thank God.
Okay.
But it was just this like weird ragtag group of people off of a merchant sailor ship that find, like, they're floating in the ocean and they find an old abandoned Nazi war vessel. And they hop on and try to figure out what's going on. And what do they find? Nazi gold and vampires.
Dude, why does the world think Nazis are the worst thing ever?
Because they were pretty bad.
But I mean, like, current Republicans were pretty bad.
I think maybe the Nazis
the
were worse.
The future of movies. The future of villains.
Oh, no. Watch out. He's an ass.
Yeah. Nazis, I don't know. It's just, I think it's something that...
It's the universal villain.
Yeah, the masses can come to and, like, accept, like, all right, we can get behind this. And they're just so much fun. Like it's almost to the point where I'm almost believing, like, the fact, like, you know, like, maybe they are on the moon. Maybe they did go to the center of the earth. Maybe there are
gosh,
Nazi vampires floating around at sea.
I think they're almost that perfect, like, distance away in the past that, like, oh, hey, you still know what a threat they were.
Yeah.
When they existed, but they're far enough removed that you can kind of joke about them and everything.
Yeah. No one's ever taken offense, I don't think, for, like, making them the villain.
Exactly.
Except for current Republicans.
No, you're silly.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry the South is very backwards. Anyway. Huh?
Why did you switch to Democrats? Hypocrite.
Maybe it's both.
Uh-oh. But no, I definitely suggest watch this film because it is a lot of fun, but you may not stay awake through it. Apparently, like this review.
This is such a weird thing. Like, it's a hard watch. It takes multiple sittings, but you should watch it. It's fun.
You should. Yeah. I mean, it's decently done. It has its strengths and it has its weaknesses. The pacing is its one big weakness.
That's my favorite thing. That is my favorite Evan review. That's how I started. So this podcast.
Yeah. So it's more of like a slow burn. Or is there just not enough action? Is there not enough like stuff happening in between to keep you entertained?
The lulls in between the action are off a little bit. Like they're a little too long.
Okay.
Like, and I think this movie's only like 1 hour 45, but it feels longer. And it's kind of like, wow, I didn't realize this movie had that much dialogue.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's decent dialogue, but yeah, it's just a little bit off that mark. This needs a Topher Grace supercut.
There you go. You don't need all that dialogue.
That's right. We don't need acting in movies.
That's right.
I mean, look at Wonder Woman.
So you know, true.
This is... All right, I'm going to go next, because I feel like... I was just thinking to myself, like, what movie did I just watch that felt exactly like what Evan's describing, where, like, these, like, in-between moments are just a little bit long and weird, and then it gets back to the action. We're like, oh, okay, I'm cool. And it's the movie I actually said I was going to review is Jiu-Jitsu with Nicolas Cage.
Who?
What?
Yeah, Nicolas Cage, Mom.
Okay, what was his hair situation? Are we talking like Tom Hanks, Da Vinci Code?
Yeah.
It was longer, but not unsettling like that hair. Or like the hair he had in Next. It wasn't like that.
What about Bangkok Dangerous? Was that one of his films too?
That was one of his films. Didn't he have bad hair? You know, I've never seen that movie. I feel like that was around his bad hair days.
I think so.
This one was like a straight up wig, though, in this movie.
I mean, why is it he only looks good with long hair in Con Air? I honestly think it's that one scene where he's just like enjoying the fresh air.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one, I think, you know what it is? I think it's his forehead, and he wore a bandana for most of this film, so I think that's what fixes it. You need to wear a bandana. Because he has like a five head, you know?
He does. He's a thinker. Yeah. You can tell.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
So, Jiu-Jitsu is...
You got this. Moments. Use your words.
Well, I was just trying to think. I was trying to, if I was going to do like a review like you have and be like, it's a fun movie, except for this is bad and this is bad and this is bad and this is bad.
Hey, you can say that. That's perfectly fine. That's a great review. Thank you, Peter. Yeah. Ryan, how about you?
For my review?
Yeah, Peter just did his. So
keep going. I would
wait, what?
Yes, I'm not gonna stop. Like, it has its moments, but this is a very hodgepodge film where I forget this guy, Dimitri. The director is Dimitri something. But and I looked at his filmography, and like he just gets like all like the like unwanted sequels that no one's really asking for. Like, he's someone that did that Kickboxer like sequel or Kickboxer Vengeance or something. And I guess the same guy that's like the lead in Kickboxer Vengeance is the same guy that's the lead in Jiu-Jitsu. Like apparently he's saying like he like found this guy and got his start. And like, and the lead guy is just, he's a stunt double. That's all he is. He's like, he's been on all these like major films as the stunt double for the real actors. So it's one of those films where they take all the stunt people and put them into the lead roles, and you know, the acting is just not that good. Also with this is
the, dude, Gina Carano is in that movie.
Yeah, and Frank Grillo and Tony Jaa. Like, there's like a whole bunch of like people that I was like, oh man, like I like these people, and I've seen them do amazing things. What?
Gina
talking about Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh, she's not in that. Frank Grillo's in that, though. That's the guy from...
Yeah, Frank.
Oh,
Crossbones.
This is your review.
Yes. Not you, just learning about it from IMDb. but they have, like, all these guys...
Juju Chan?
Yes, I know.
Gosh, okay, sorry.
The guy from My Name Is Earl, Darnell, he's in it. He's like the comic relief, which like his part, like he comes in random parts throughout this film and it makes no fucking sense, but I actually really liked his character, so I'm glad he kind of came in. But so many plot holes throughout this film. The director, it almost felt like this was like a like a test film. Like, he wanted to test out like all these different like weird angles and unique ways to use the camera, which didn't always work out. Like, so there's a part where they're doing this long ass scene where it's the lead guy from Kickboxer and Tony Jaa, and they're running through and like beating up all these guys, and then they took it and they did like that whole like where like the first person view where the camera's like stuck to him and you just see his like arms and legs and like you can even like hear like his like inner thoughts. It was really kind of weird. And so he's like fighting all these guys, and you can also see like Tony Jaa like in front doing his fighting stuff too. But then there's like parts where like he would like get like kicked or something, and then the camera would kind of like fly out of him or get like fall to the ground. And then, like, you see some, like, action, like, without the camera in the first person. And then, like, he would, like, get pushed into the camera again. And now it's back into first person. Like, there was, like, weird shit like that that did not... It wasn't good. It wasn't good.
It was just showing he got hit so hard, his soul left his body.
Yeah, but, I mean, if they did, like, maybe, like, that thing where like, he was, like, and, like... kind of like froze and then he went back into it, I might have been more on board. But it was a straight up like the camera falls out of him, he continues the fight, and then because he gets pushed back in the camera's back inside of him.
He should have had like a robotic eye to explain that or something. Like oh shit, it popped out.
Yeah, well, that'd be even more entertaining if it was just rolling around on the ground or something. Like, it was just, there was some weird scenes, and there's even more like that, and it's just, the script is terrible, and I think this guy, Dimitri, he did the script for it as well, so it kind of makes sense. Like, I don't think writing's, his strong suit. So... I will say, like, it's kind of sad because, like, Tony Jaa, like, I thought I was just going to see some, like, amazing, like, action throughout this film, and I did not see that. But I actually really did, like, I'll never even explain what this movie's about. Every 6 years or something, like, this comet passes over Earth and it opens up a portal where a space warrior comes through this portal and he has to fight like six elected people to have a fantastic battle. And if they all fight honorably, he will not destroy the world.
So it's Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, kind of similar, but yeah, it's Mortal Kombat. but the part that I didn't like was, I guess it still kind of is like Mortal Kombat.
Because he's like
guy. Well, the space warrior guy, like, dude, he has like all the weapons and he's like shooting these like ninja stars from like his wrist. Like, and he has like heated hands. Like, he grabs people and just burns them. Like, it's kind of like they're outmatched. Like, it's so weird.
So, like, Cyrex from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. So it's still like Mortal Kombat where like it was a little bit uneven because like the warriors, like, they should just use guns or whatever. And also this. The space warrior guy, like, he could heal himself. Like, he's Wolverine as well. Like, it was fucking weird. But I actually liked, like, the costumes for it was actually kind of cool.
Like, Baraka.
Yep.
It's just saying, like, humans are the best.
We don't need weapons.
Give me another that character.
He kind of looked like Smoke. Is that his name? He kind of looked like that.
Noob Saibot. Okay, or Ermac.
I will say though,
Ermac
Nicolas Cage he gets to fight in this film, and they actually did a really good job of blending his stunt double in with him, and his fight scenes was probably one of the better entertaining fight scenes I was surprised for in this film. So that was a highlight. And nice. The film just needed more Nicolas Cage as well.
Don't all films, though.
Yeah, I agree. So, it's, as everyone say, you know, like, it's fun, but it might take you a few tries to get through this.
You know, Peter, I'm sorry. If you can't come up with your own reviews for movies you watch, that's sad.
I should find, I'll just dedicate myself to B movies beyond After Hours, okay?
Oh, okay.
What the fuck is that?
Who's what? Doing stuff with like paper or something? Are you...
What?
What are you doing, Evan?
Open up letters.
Oh.
Evan's checking his mail.
I got bills.
I think that's time for you to wrap up your review, Peter.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm almost done. It's your turn. We got to hurry up since Evan got things to do.
All right. I reviewed Con Air, the hairdryer movie, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Please tell me you didn't watch this in the tub. That's dangerous.
It's dangerous. I have no problems with this movie except for one thing.
Chris Rock.
You mean Dave Chappelle?
No, Chris Rock.
Chris Rock's not in it.
I thought he was the detective that found the body.
No, that was Dave Chappelle where the body dropped from the... Chris Rock's not in it.
Maybe that's Evan's issue with it, that there is no Chris Rock.
The movie poster's fucked up. So you look at... Okay, like... You look at the Ving Rhames with his arms spread, then a plane on fire, and then three heads, John Malkovich, Nicolas Cage, and then John Cusack. But when you look at the title, over John Malkovich's head, it says Nicolas Cage. Over Nicolas Cage, it says John Cusack. And over John Cusack, it says John Malkovich. Like, who approved that? Who's like, yeah, that looks good. No,
sometimes texts work better in certain order,
but it doesn't. It's so weird. It's,
you know what's probably happened is they probably had some arguments about like, all right, whose head is like the centered one, you know, and someone lost out, so like, all right, well then I want my name to be centered then, you know. That's probably how it went.
Honestly,
or they could just go like alphabetical or something weird like that.
They should have just put Nicolas Cage.
But there's a lot of other people on that.
Next to each other.
Well, this movie has a star-studded cast. Let me break it down. We got John Cusack. We got John Malkovich. We got Steve Buscemi. We got Ving Rhames. Then we have Dave Chappelle, Danny Trejo, and Monica Potter. What kind of cast is that? That's amazing, right?
It is amazing cast.
And then we have the lead, Nicolas Cage.
Chris Rock.
And all this movie is about is a prison airplane heist, like a bunch of prisoners try and take over this plane so they can escape prison. And Nicolas Cage is like, oh, shit, I got to go see my daughter. So he's like silent the whole time. And until they figure it out, then he starts becoming this badass like mercenary for John Cusack and like sending notes via dead bodies of Dave Chappelle and launching them in the sky and directing this like DEA FBI team to take this plane down. Meanwhile, havoc is happening in the air and it's like a big party. Like it's basically the fire festival that Ja Rule is putting on in air with convicts.
Dude, I'm thinking of Lethal Weapon 4.
Was there music in on the airplane?
Yeah.
I guess I missed that part. I need to rewatch this.
You should always rewatch this. This is one of the best movies. Came out on June 6, 1997, right after the Broncos won the Super Bowl that year. And this is Nicolas Cage. I think this is could be the Nicolas Cage's best movie.
Oh, don't forget his beautiful Southern accent that he pulls off.
Oh yeah, Cameron Poe, like he tries to be this entire like sweet Southern like convict who's just in a wife beater the whole time, and like John Cusack is a badass too in this movie.
Yeah, and do you remember sandals. Why he went into jail?
Yeah, he killed someone on accident by defending his girlfriend's honor or something, right?
Yeah, yep. But he did the almighty nosebone through the brain.
Oh. Yeah.
Why are you so surprised about that? You just watched it.
He didn't realize that's what happened.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean...
I saw the CSI version of it. They show it all go in. It's crazy.
I watched the Bone Tomahawk version of it.
Wait, I don't remember that.
I don't know. I mean, this was just one of those like late 90s action movies that Jerry Bruckheimer was like, well, we have extra fireworks and we have this fake plane and I guess we have Nicolas Cage. Sign some other people on and let's make a movie. And Michael Bay's like, can I please make it? And they're like, no, not yet, Michael Bay. Not yet.
We're not ready for your slow motion.
Yeah, there was not a lot of slow motion except for the hair blown in the wind. But I guess the best scene in this is like him trying to land a plane on the Vegas Strip. And like when they land, money's everywhere and like the streets of Vegas are completely fine and partying and having a good time. A fucking plane just landed on the Strip of Las Vegas and destroyed a bunch of shit and people are celebrating. And convicts are everywhere. Like what?
You know what else I think of, though? Like, this film had probably one of the most, like, unsettling scenes when Steve Buscemi is, like, hanging out with that little girl and he's, like, a pedophile or something.
But he doesn't do anything.
He was a serial killer.
Exactly, but that's
he wasn't a pedophile.
Well, no, the whole time I thought he was, or I thought he was going to kill the girl. But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, dude, like, that's why that scene was very unsettling because you're, like, holy shit, what's gonna happen with this? Because they're all bad people. And then it turns out, oh, he wasn't that bad, I guess.
He just killed older women.
Yeah, so
18 plus.
He just wanted some tea. Shit.
You're telling me you guys weren't like on the edge of your seat, like, oh shit, he's gonna do it. He's gonna kill her. Like,
no, I love that part. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, I kind of wanted to see what he was going to do, but then he did nothing. I was like, fuck. I wonder what's in the director's cut.
You're twisted, Evan. You're twisted.
I'm sorry. He is a great serial killer actor.
He did.
Like, haven't you seen him, like, Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead? He's amazing in that.
No, I haven't.
You should watch that. Filmed all around Denver.
Yeah, I know. I only saw, like, half of that movie. And I think I fell asleep.
It's got Walken.
He's also, he kind of plays like a deranged guy in Hubie Halloween. That was pretty close to this character.
That's like Billy Madison.
It's like where was he homeless? Was it Big Daddy?
Mr. Deeds. Wasn't he homeless in Mr. Deeds? He had the crazy eyes. He was a drunk in Mr. Deeds.
And he was a homeless guy looking for the eggs and the muffin in Big Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Con Air, I mean, like, if anybody says they don't recommend Con Air, they haven't watched the movie, so.
Matt, what do you think about those nicknames? Oh, like they're... Cyrus the Virus?
Well,
or Johnny 23?
Maybe that's the names we should have got, or like Swamp Thing, or Dave Chappelle? He was Pinball.
Yep.
And Monica Potter, his wife was Trisha. Like, that's a stupid nickname.
Did Nicolas Cage have a nickname?
Cameron Poe.
But that's his name. What was his?
He was a Poe boy.
Though? He was a Poe boy looking to get back to his family.
It's great because okay. Po' Boy's a food too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really appreciate John Malkovich now watching his movies in the 90s. Like him in Rounders, pay that man his money. Like it was amazing, you know?
That was actually sadly a very good impression of him.
That was good.
Yeah. I pictured it completely.
So yeah, Con Air, awesome. Watch it. Enjoy it.
I agree.
See.
Yeah.
Recommendations.
Pay your bills on time.
Pay your bills on time. That's Evans.
I got two, I guess.
What? I got another one.
I got another one too.
So my first recommendation, because I just want to leave it as a recommendation, is my real one before I knew we were doing Nicolas Cage was The Flight Attendant on HBO Max. Is actually really good. Really good. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Oh, I thought that was a series.
It is a series. It's like eight episodes long, so it's not like it's not overdone. Like, and I was like never bored, and I was like, it was the right amount of episodes. Like, I'm glad they didn't try to like push it to like 10 or anything. And it's very it's very different because it's kind of frantic and also very comical, and there's some but it's also dealing with some very like hard themes like alcoholism and I guess underage drinking and murder and
I hate that underage murder.
Yeah, that's right. So The Flight Attendant, very good. My other one, and this is a movie I was going to review, is Deep Rising, because I was getting back
that's my favorite movie kick.
Dude, that is so good. And like Treat Williams and Gene Grey are in it, like, and they're amazing. And the whole time when I was like, this is my first time watching it. Oh, I should have said that was my favorite movie of 2020. First time watching it, and I kept on thinking, like, man, this kind of has, like, it has, like, a flow of, like, The Mummy. Like, it feels very similar. And it's the fucking same guy that wrote and directed The Mummy that did this movie.
Benny. Who do you think Benny was?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Benny's, and that also reminded me of it. And then he brings him into his next film. Like, so he did this one, like, 1997, and then 1998, he releases The Mummy. Like, but, like, just like, I mean, the CGI, like, it could have been better, like, if but it was still like, I thought it held up for the most part, and like nothing was like off limits for this film, and I love that, and especially the ending. Like, I left and I was like, what the hell, where's our sequel? I want a sequel so bad to this. I cannot believe I have not, it took me this long to see it. So I highly recommend both of those, Deep Rising and The Flight Attendant. So there you go.
I agree. And Peter, you should watch Things to Do When You're Dead in Denver, because it's got Treat Williams again.
Oh, nice. I really like that guy. Oh, who gives him...
I confuse him with Bill Paxton. So I'll be honest.
I have two as well.
Please go then.
All right. I'm going to tell you to watch Cobra Kai Season 3.
Oh, do I have to watch the first two?
Yep, probably.
Yeah. All right.
So that's like a three recommendations right there. You're done, Ryan.
No.
Yeah, man, you're overshooter.
The other one is Trafficked on Nat Geo.
Wow.
Yeah, it's about
going deep in Disney Plus.
No, it's not on Disney Plus. It's on Hulu if you have a live TV subscription. Otherwise, if you have a Nat Geo app, you can watch it there. Or if you have this thing called satellite TV or cable, then you can watch it there.
Is it Nat Geo not on Disney Plus?
Dude, or isn't it? It is, but it's dark, so it's not on Disney Plus.
There's a lot of dark things on Disney Plus.
I know, but this is about cocaine, pimps, hookers, steroids, like fentanyl. So I don't think Bob Eisner wants this on Disney Plus.
So this is on Net.
Have you not seen Toy Story?
Yeah.
Dude, that's got some dark. Dude,
one of Sid's roots. Toys, Sid's toy, was the legs with the fishing line. What do you think that is?
That's right, a hooker.
It's a hooker.
It is.
I heard there's talks about trying to do on Disney Plus, like a R-rated section in it.
They should, because we're adults, and Miramax was up by Disney, and I'd love to see Kill Bill on Disney Plus.
I miss Miramax. Whew, Miramax was so good.
Yeah.
So I do have one recommendation, a short. I believe it's available on YouTube, but a fan-made film from 2018, but Nathan Fillion as Nathan Drake in the Uncharted little movie.
It is cool. I've seen
it.
I've seen that.
Yeah, it's like 20 minutes long, but it just makes me damn it, this was the perfect casting. Why did they pick Tom Holland? Besides the fact that he could probably do some more stunts. But, I mean,
Fillion old or something?
Well, no, but it's just Tom Holland is so tiny, compared to
agile.
Who you picture as Nathan Drake.
Oh.
And that's Nathan Fillion. Nathan. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's why everyone's been saying that. And that's why they did that, that short film, which, we finally got to see it because we'll probably never, ever see it unless they do some weird flash forward and you see the old version of him and he's that.
Well, and apparently, I guess some actual Uncharted pictures from the Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg version leaked today.
Yep. I see them.
I can't get over that mustache. I'm like, what the fuck?
For who? Mark Wahlberg?
Tom Holland.
I'm looking.
It's a tiny little thing. It's so cute.
That's great. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that is a good short, and I do recommend it. It had some good action in it, and then it's, I love those shorts because they do such a good job at just throwing you right into the situation and wrapping it all up in a short amount of time. And, if anything, you're just like, ooh, I wish there was more of that.
Oh, yeah.
Scene?
I thought they knocked it out of the park with the dialogue. They kept that comedy pacing up, and it was just perfect. But, yeah. I can't believe you just watched Deep Rising. My God, where have you been for 23 years?
I asked our buddy Aaron, hey, what's your favorite sea creature film? That's my thing. I just asked everyone for sea creature movies. And he told me that was his favorite. And I'm like, all right, I got to do it. And holy shit, I don't know how I missed that. So,
seriously.
Wait. For when they finally make that sequel.
That right? I want to know what's in those trees.
That's right. That was so cool. I love those kinds of endings. So, thanks everyone for listening. Check out our website, bmoviesbeyond.com. And we will catch you on the flip side.
Be sure to visit bmoviesbeyond.com.